It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like Warner Brothers is exploring a potential Game of Thrones film, marking the franchise's possible move to the big screen. Although still in early development, the idea reflects a shift in Warner Brothers' strategy, moving away from HBO's longstanding preference to keep Game of Thrones exclusively as a prestige TV series.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Nah, I disagree. I think a lot of these shows, they were so well done, you just need to leave it. Like, they're rebooting The Office. Ah, come on. I mean, you already kind of ruined it the last few seasons once Michael Scott left. And I feel like a lot of these shows, they're movies, they do sequels or reboot a show. And it's just, it's very often not as good as the original.
Yeah, but I'll just say, the great thing about it is if they do a movie, it doesn't matter what happened in the series. Like actors that they killed off in the Cersei or whatever they killed off in the series, they could bring back in the movie and do a movie about that time period. That would be fantastic.
Or maybe rewrite the ending.
Or several of them.
Because that ending was
terrible. That's terrible. I would agree
with
that.
Let him finish the book first, maybe.
That is never going to happen.
Do you know how many pages those books are?
Yeah.
They're huge.
Winter is coming.
He hasn't finished the last one yet.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
A federal judge has ruled that the accuser of Sean Diddy Combs, identified as Jane Doe, must reveal her identity or her lawsuit will be dismissed.
Oh.
Judge Mary Kay, not going to say the last name, can't say it, stated that the accuser's privacy interests must be weighed against the public's right to open judicial proceedings and the defendant's right to a fair defense.
Isn't she a rape victim, potentially?
Yeah,
potentially.
I don't get that.
Huh.
I don't know. Something's going on there.
I thought if you're a sexual assault victim, you shouldn't have to.
You're protected.
Yeah, I would think.
You would think. It looks like Joe Exotic, the former zoo operator and star of Tiger King, announced on social media that he is engaged again, this time to 33-year-old Jorge Marquez from Mexico, currently serving a 21-year sentence in Texas prison for a murder-for-hire plot against Carol Baskins. Joe Exotic shared his plans to marry Marquez in prison and help him seek asylum in the U.S.
That's just a nice story.
So is Marquez serving in prison with him?
No, he is not, but he is not legal. So he's trying to get his... If he
Green
gets
card.
Married, he will get, yeah, his status.
How old is he?
Joe
he's
Exotic...
He's got to be in his 50s.
No, I thought he was... I actually saw he was in his 60s.
Is he in his 60s?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
I think I want to say 61.
61, you're right.
Nailed it. A Russian court has fined Google an astronomical amount of 20, I don't even know if this is a word, dekillion. It's 20 with 37 zeros behind it after YouTube blocked 17 Russian TV channels and media outlets. The channels were removed following Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. The fine issued by Moscow court far exceeds Google's market value of $2.15 trillion.
It's also more, it's like 3 times as much money as there is in the world.
Jeez.
These are not serious people, but go ahead.
Chrysler is recalling certain 2025 Ram 1500 trucks due to a potential issue with the front wheel hub encoder ring, which could disable the electronic stability control system. The recalls affect about 34,000 trucks and does not meet federal motor vehicle safety standard requirements for stability control. Owners can check if their truck is affected by visiting the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website. So go and make sure your truck's not going to fall apart.
Another day, another recall.
Seriously, it's that or Listeria every day. Instagram's head, Adam Mosseri, recently shared that the video quality on the platform can vary on content popularity. In an Ask Me Anything, he explained that the quality of videos for reels or stories may be enhanced or reduced depending on their reach. The approach aims to highlight top quality content, but some worries it puts smaller creators at a disadvantage as lower reach could result in lower quality videos.
Well, that's... Is it a bandwidth issue, maybe?
I don't... maybe, but they're just putting out the higher quality, which would explain why ours are probably crappy.
Come on now.
I'm just... Not our content, but
Kim. Sometimes, you're close enough to him. It's okay.
I'm not saying the content's bad.
I get it, Ethan. I hear you.
We don't have that many followers. Get out there and follow
us on
Instagram.
Everyone go follow 97.1 of the Mark Cox Morning Show on Instagram and Facebook.
There you go.
All right.
A woman is suing Subway, alleging grossly misleading advertising over the amount of meat in their steak and cheese sandwiches. After purchasing a sandwich based on the image from the Subway app, she found the actual portion of meat insufficient and claims it constitutes false advertising. Her lawsuit seeks damages for New York customers who bought steak and cheese sandwiches in the past 3 years.
Is it really steak?
Probably
like
not.
Some of their meat is not like really...
It's probably this.
Like really ham or turkey or something, is it? I don't know.
I mean,
I'm just asking a fair question.
The portion sizes are always smaller
in person.
Anywhere you go, really.
Yes. They never look like they do on the ad. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Never.
Just never going to happen.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.